I'm Dan Hughes in the Old Time Radio Corner. Life with Luigi was a warm, sentimental comedy about an Italian immigrant and his wondrous adventures in America. Luigi Basco has moved from Italy to Chicago, and every week he wrote his mother, who was still in the old country, a letter. And that week's letter is the basis for each show. Luigi, the Italian, was played by an Irishman named J. Carroll Nash, and his friend Pasquale was played by Alan Reed, who was the voice of television's Fred Flintstone. Life with Luigi ran on CBS from 1948 to 1953, and its last year it was also on television. This episode, Luigi's First Date with an American Girl, aired on January 9, 1949.
We invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed. Ago, when Luigi Basco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write her and tell her about his adventures. So now, we look over Luigi's shoulder as he writes another letter to Mama Basco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, it's now almost 1 year I'm in America, and everything is new and exciting, like a traffic system they got here in Chicago. Streets is a full of people and a cars. In our little town in Italy is also traffic. Streets is a full of people and the goats. I'm going to remember how every day a goat to run over somebody. Over here is a much safer. I'm in Chicago 1 year and I'm going to never see anybody get a hit by a goat. Mamma mia, I explain to you traffic system in America. It is a very simple. Here they have a light. Red the light, to mean the car is a stop, the people are go. Green the light, to means the car is a go, people are stop. It's a nice and a simple. Only trouble is, Mamma Mia, in the middle, they got a yellow light. I'm here 1 year, still I don't know what is the meaning of yellow light. First, I think, is maybe to keep away mosquitoes. Then I'm stand on the corner and a watch and a watch and a watch. And now I think I know. Yellow light is to mix up everybody and to give a cop enough time to hand out the ticket. Mamma mia, sometimes when I think about this traffic system, I think America is a very good, but maybe is a safer for a man in Italy. Goats don't have offenders. This reminds me of our countryman Pasquale, who has a spaghetti palace next door to my antique store, and who bring me to this country. Here's still the one thing I should marry is a fat daughter Rosa. Pasquale, he's got what they call here a single track of mine. And Rosa, she's the super chief. Like this morning, my door opened and...
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Luigi, my countryman, all the night long, I'm not sleeping because I'm worried about you. Just look under my eyes. What do you see?
Your nose.
No, no. What do you see on the top of my nose?
More nose.
Luigi, look under my eyes. See deep, dark circles. That's from worrying about you. And you know why I'm worrying about you?
Why, Pasquale?
Because the trouble with you is you never go out. You in a store all the time. All the day long, you sit and read. You sit and you sit. You use your head too much.
Pasquale, the reason I sit and read is because I'm studying the English language.
What's it good to study English when the only one you talk to is me and we talk Italian? Luigi, is the time you went out and meet other people. Why you shut yourself up? You like in a closet. You must go out and live and laugh and love.
How I do this, Pasquale?
Take out of my daughter Rosa.
I'm back in the closet again.
All right, have it your way. I'm not going to bother you about Mariana Rosa. I'm come here to tell you to go out and have a good time. That's good for your health.
Where do you think I should go, Pasquale?
Well, where all the tired business men go at night?
To bed.
No, they go to night to clubs.
They have a bed there?
Luigi, it's a night to club, but not a Turkish bath.
Pasquale, I like it to go out and enjoy myself when I go to my first night to club. And to do the things American people do. But it's a no enjoyment to go out to with your daughter, Rosa.
No enjoyment to going out to with a Rosa, eh? Luigi Basco, look at you. 5'4", curly hair, 2 different color eyes, big ears, a little nose, a crooked teeth, a green coat, a belt in the back, sneakers.
Pasquale, nice to talk, but don't change my mind.
Listen to your shrimp, your greenhorn, you. Nobody's going to go out with you but a big adult. So why don't you go out with my Rosa?
Pasquale, Rosa is a very nice girl, but not for me.
Then who is it for you? You've been in America 1 year. You go out with a nobody. Why? Because no American girls go out with you.
That's not true. I never ask American girls.
Luigi, you couldn't get an American girl even if you were born an American and a girl is born in Italy.
I prove you wrong, Pasquale. I get the American girls.
All right, my little man. I'm telling you what I do. I show you Pasquale's a sport. If you get American girl to go out with you tonight, I pay check at a nightclub. But if you don't get a girl to go out with you tonight, you take out a Rosa.
Is it not the fair, Pasquale?
Oh, little mouse is a talker big. He's not so sure of himself. Eh?
I'm sure of myself, Pasquale. I get American a girl and go out tonight, or my name is Nasta Luigi Bosco. What do you say to that?
Goodbye, Sam.
Hello, my teacher, Miss Spalding.
Hello, Mr. Luigi. What brings you to my classroom?
It's something I want to talk to you about. But first, here's an apple.
What a lovely red apple.
Miss Spalding, if I have my way, I bring you 10 apples every day. In 1 month, you have your own pushcart.
Mr. Luigi, it's nice of you to think of me that way.
Miss Spalding, I'm always to think about you. I remember when I first started in your night school class. Somebody tells me how much little salary you make. You know, since that day I'm coming to school with my own chalk.
Mr. Luigi, that wasn't necessary.
And remember last Christmas, the whole class chips in and buys you a fountain pen. And you found the one extra present, handkerchief.
That handkerchief was yours?
Out of my own pocket. I paid for it to myself.
Mr. Luigi, that's very touching.
You got no idea how I feel about you. When I stand up in a night school and I'm a recite the Jack and a Jill went up at the hill, then I'm saying it to myself, Luigi, when are you and Mr. Spalding going to make that trip?
I had no idea you felt this way.
You got no idea how I'm feeling. Remember when Schultz, that the stupid, a delicatessen man, he puts a tack on your chair and you sit on it. Believe me, Miss Spalding, the pain went right through my heart. Please, Miss Spalding, is there something I must know?
What is it?
Would a nice American girl like you go out with a poor Italian fellow like me?
Of course, Mr. Luigi. I wouldn't be an American if Columbus hadn't discovered this place.
Aha! Well, Pasquale is wrong. Tonight do we go tonight to club?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Luigi, but I have another date for tonight.
Oh. Well, you sure you tell the truth? Maybe you think I can't afford.
Not at all. That the fellow I'm going out with tonight's very poor. He doesn't have a penny.
Oh, he's another school teacher.
No.
But it's important for me. I must get American a girl for tonight.
Why tonight?
Because of Pasquale. He's a say I'm not trying to get American a girl.
Now, Mr. Luigi, it's easy to know girls. Have you seen any American girls you like?
Sure, I see.
Well, then it's very simple. Why don't you call one of them up?
How?
Just use your phone book.
Thank you, my teacher, Miss Spalding. I do it.
Mr. Spaulding, it says the use of the phone book. Sounds funny, but I use it. Chicago Telephone Directory. Classified. Let me see. Girls, I look under a G. Garbage to disposal. Got them into bags of gas, fix the generator. Now I'm getting it close. Girdles. Relax. Mamma mia, where's the girls? That's so funny. There's an old list for girls. Must be all out of town. Up there with the telephone book. Here's a lot of names. American the telephone book, or must be full of good American names? Ah, look. Oh, Houlihan. Brisnatsky, Swanson, Horowitz, Bajinian, Chung Lu, Krausmeier. Smith, that's a good one. I think I look up nice American name. Mary Smith. Let me see. Mary Smith. Mary Smith, Mary Smith, Mary Smith, Mary. Must be a very popular girl to have her name in it so many times. And the look at all the different addresses that she's got. Come with me. If people can't get a place to live with this girl, she's got 100 apartments. Well, I think I'll call her up. Ready? Sure, Pasquale. I'll find American girl tonight. Hello? Mary Smith? This is Luigi Basco. Can you go out on a date with me tonight?
This is Mr. Smith. What are you saying?
Well, I try not a girl. I get a different American name. Jones. Betty Jones. That's a nice.
Hello?
Hello? Is this Miss Betty Jones?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Luigi.
Oh, gee, Louie.
No, Luigi.
Oh, cut it, Louie. When did you get back?
I'm a never went.
Say, are you pulling my leg?
Oh, my telephone is not the possible.
Say, who is this anyway?
Luigi Basco.
You're not kidding.
No. It's a funny thing. In America, nobody says a goodbye. Well, if it looks like a Pasquale's are going to win, it's a bet. I'm going to try one more girl. Oh, here's a nice name. Susie Brown. I try. Ellis, stand for one, please.
What number are you calling, please?
I'm not calling a number. I'm calling Susie Brown, Evanston 41.
That's a suburban call. I'll have to connect you with the toll operator.
Phone company has it two sizes. Toll operator and a small operator. Well, I guess a toll operator is for long distance. Listen, for Luigi Basco, maybe you got the medium-sized operator?
Oh, you're a kidder. Sorry. Your number is busy.
Mamma mia. Operator, are you busy?
What do you mean, sir?
Well, I'm going to a nightclub tonight. And I'd like to know if you like it to come with me.
I'm sorry. It's against the company rules.
Then you want to go?
I didn't say that. I just said it was against company rules.
Oh.
However, it's not against the company rules to be in front of the Wrigley building at 8 o'clock wearing red pumps, open toes, mesh stockings, 51 gauge, blue hat with brown feather, and I'll have on a scrumptious fur coat imitation I.J. Fox. Peggy Marshak. Oh, shh. The supervisor's coming. Deposit another 5 cents, please. And how will I recognize you?
Well, that's going to be hard. Wait. I know how you recognize me easy.
How?
I'm going to carry a balloon. So now, Mamma Mia, I'm going to have it tonight. My first date with American girl. If you see me now, Mamma Mia, you think maybe your boy Luigi is a crazy. Here it is a Sunday and I'm already take a bath. After that, I pour on myself with some special stuff I buy from a barber. It's very expensive. It costs me 10 cents a half a milk bottle.
Now you gotta smell me all the way to Italy. Also, to make good impression, I'm gonna dress up extra special. You should have seen my suit now. Looks so brand new after I'm gonna get through washing it. So now I'm gonna tell Pasquale all about my date with American girl. Hello, Pasquale.
How you like this? My eyes say it's a Luigi, but my nose don't believe in my eyes.
Stop making fun of me, Pasquale. I'm all dressed up for the night, the club.
Oh, Luigi, my son, I'm almost a forgot. Are you all dressed up to take out of my Rosa?
No, I'm going to take out a telephone operator.
Where you get her?
From a telephone company.
Must be a new kind of service.
Pasquale, I'm not here to argue. Remember what you promised me. If I get a date to myself, you pay for the nightclub.
That's the matter. You're crazy. You think I'm going to lock her the barn or when somebody's not going out there with my horse?
But Pasquale, this afternoon you promised me.
Then it was impossible for you to get a girl, or was it possible for me to keep a promise? Now, is it possible for you to get a girl? Is it impossible for me to keep a promise?
You mean you're not going to pay?
My friend, I give you my answer in two words. Impossible.
Pasquale, you think you're killing my good time, huh? Well, you won't. I'm going to use my own money. I'm going to take a girl tonight to the club. We eat, we drink, we dance, we go home in a taxi. And then maybe even I'll buy her a flower.
Oh, how much money you got, a little man?
$1.80
$1.80, you big stupid. You couldn't, $1.80, eh? Sure, that's fine. With all of that money, you can have a wonderful night. You can go any place, eat all you want.
You sure, Pasquale?
Why, prove you. Here, look at my menu. Ham sandwich, 20 cents. Uh-huh. With a pickle, 20 cents. Uh-huh. With a potato chips, 20 cents. With a bread, 25 cents.
Pasquale, people eat during the daytime. Nighttime of food is sure to be cheaper.
Sure, that's right. So maybe a sandwich is only 15 cents. Or you order a whole dinner. In my restaurant is 65 cents. In a night the club is a night the rates, maybe 50 cents.
You think I can also order the wine?
Sure, wine. I charge a 15 cents, maybe they only charge a nickel.
Then I have enough to let for a taxi.
Sure.
That's right. Taxi is only 20 cents a mile. I go only half a mile at the 10 cents.
Sure, you see, Luigi, you take a girl out of tonight the club like a chef Paris, you eat or you drink, you take a taxi, you still have a 40 cents left over. What are you going to do with so much money?
Let me see. I know. If I like a girl, tomorrow night I take her out again.
America, I love you. You like a papa to me.
Almost. Well, it's 5 minutes after eight. I wonder where is the girl. I'm standing here with my balloon. Maybe she's enough to come. Oh, there's the girl with the red shoes, the black coat. Oh, Mr. Marshanka. Here's me.
I beg your pardon.
I'm a fellow make a date with you. Luigi Bosco. See the balloon?
Oh, brother.
No. Not as a brother. It's for me, Luigi.
Well, it was a very pleasant evening. Goodbye.
Oh, but the lady. What about the date with a nightclub?
Oh, where are you going to take me?
Nice, quiet place. Chez Paris.
Chez Paris? Oh, you must be really loaded. Appearances are certainly deceitful. Oh, what have I got to lose? Okay, let's go.
Yes, right this way, I have a nice table for the... Hey, ain't you Luigi Bosco? Remember me, Tony Manelli, Napoli. My father, fisherman.
Tony Manelli, that's right. You little boy. Now you're big ahead of way. I'm happy to see you.
Please, Luigi, no kiss here.
Okay.
Hey, Luigi,
I understand you're going with the Pasquale's daughter, Rose. Last time I see Rose, she's a big juicer like elephant. My little, little girl, she look just like a chicken.
Don't worry, Rose is still big like elephant. This chicken is somebody else.
Well, have a good time, Luigi. A friend, sit down in front of a special table.
Well, a good evening, mister. That's a nice fellow, Luigi.
Luigi, you certainly know the right people.
Well, you see, I know him since I'm a baby. My mother used to clean a fish for his father.
My daddy's father?
My father, there was a man. Every morning, winter, summer, snow, rain, he get up at 5 o'clock in the morning.
What for?
To wake up my mother to go to work. It's a big place, no?
Uh-huh.
Right this way, sir. Your table. May I have your hat?
It's no use to you, thanks. No fit to you anyway.
Oh, you're so continental. Excuse me while I go powder my nose. Order for me, will you, Luigi?
Here's your menu, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Waiter. I'm going to order a big meal. Now, let me see. First, we start with waiter. I think there's a mistake in your menu.
What's wrong?
It'll say here, ham sandwich for $2. Is there a decimal point in the wrong place? Should have been 20 cents.
No, it's right, all right.
Olives. Olives are $1. Must have been very expensive pits. Lemon chops are $4. Mister, you prepare something special for me?
Yes, yes. What would you like?
Ham sandwich for 20 cents.
Well, sir, you must be joking. Our cover charge is $4.
Then take away the tablecloth.
Well, while you're thinking it over, would you like to order a drink?
That's what I like.
Good, good. What'll it be?
2 glasses of water.
What can I do? I'll bring it.
2 glasses of water, 80 cents.
Mamma mia. Dr. Pasquale, he's to do this on a meat purpose. Now, what am I going to do?
Luigi, I'm enjoying myself immensely. What did you order for us?
Nothing.
Oh, you're so considerate. You wouldn't order without me. Well, I know just what I want. Steak.
I was afraid of that. To let you go.
Go? We just came. And they have such a good floor show. Danny Thomas and the Flying Eucopus.
Listen to Peggy. Listen to Peggy. I must tell you the truth. The reason we go is because I...
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello, hello. I see you celebrate. Well, sit down. We join you.
Pasquale, we're going. Pasquale, don't push.
Then stay. We all have a good time.
Let's stay, Luigi.
Oh, you're here alone, Pasquale?
No, I'm here with my daughter, Rosa, the two of us.
Wait a creature.
Rosa, come here. Say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello. Hello, Rosa.
Say hello to the young lady.
Hello, young lady.
Hello, Rosa.
Anything else you want me to say, Papa?
No, shut up your face. Luigi, we're very happy to be your guest.
I'm glad somebody's happy.
Well, are we going to eat? I love the food. Luigi, you eating yet?
No, the food here is too rich.
I know just what you mean. Well, I'm order. Waiter.
Yes, sir.
Put this down. 2 shrimp cocktails, 2 vegetable soup, 2 shepherd salad, 2 T-bone steak, 2 mashed potatoes, 2 string of beans, 2 bottles of beer, 2 Boston cream pie, 2 cups of coffee, and 2 plates of ice cream.
Will that be all?
No, I'll have 2 the same.
Luigi, that's the best supper I'm having in my life. A steak, a potatoes, a pie, ice cream. What could have come after such a supper?
The electric chair.
Luigi, you're a wonderful host. I'm so full I could bust.
When?
Hey, Pasquale, I hope you and DeRosa enjoyed the meal.
Very much, Tony. I'm sorry Luigi don't eat because the man who pays the check, he should eat.
That's a good idea, Pasquale. You eat, you pay the check.
Now, Luigi, I'm not going to take this pleasure away from you.
Please, foster yourself, Pasquale.
No, it's no use. Tony, give Luigi the check.
Tony, I'm ashamed, but I must...
Luigi, sit down. Pasquale. The check.
I'm not going to pay. Luigi's going to pay.
Oh, no.
You wait till you pay. Before I pay.
You wash the dish.
No. First you pay.
What a cheap frame up.
All right, I pay, but I'm going to never come here again. The food is terrible, huh, Rosa?
I'll have two of the same.
Oh, shut up, you say.
Well, Tony, thank you. Sit down, Luigi. Don't run away. I'm going to explain why I give Pasquale the check.
Why?
Well, 6 years ago, Pasquale bring me to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
He promised me big opportunity. What do you think is the big opportunity?
Not to tell me.
You're right, Rosa. 1 year he make my life a miserable trying to marry me to Rosa. But tonight I finally get even with him, and thanks to you, Luigi, my countryman.
You're welcome, Tony. But please, now we have to go.
No. Now you and your girlfriend sit down and eat.
Eat?
Yes, the food is on the house.
Thanks, Tony. But if it's the same to you, please put the food on the table.
All right, what are you going to have?
I'm going to let the Peggy order. Peggy, your favor, please.
Steak, potatoes, pie, ice cream, coffee, bread and butter.
Okay. And, Tony, one more thing.
What's that?
No water. Well, good night to Peggy.
Thank you, Luigi.
Is it this American custom? Standing in the hallway?
Yeah. But don't ring on the doorbell if you wake up all the neighbors.
Peggy, I'm going to tell you something. It's the first time tonight I'm going to go out to an American girl. Tell the truth. You and I have a good time, huh?
Oh, no, Luigi. I had a wonderful time.
You did? I don't believe you.
Oh, yes. And do you know what I like about you, Luigi?
You like?
Yes. Every other fella I go out with, all they can think of is wrestling. You're different.
If you like, I study wrestling.
No! Luigi, I'm not doing anything Tuesday night. Maybe you're not doing anything Tuesday night.
So what? Means we're both not doing anything Tuesday night.
No. It means we have a date.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night.
I said good night.
That's what I said.
Good night.
Good night. And so, Mamma Mia, I'm a closing this letter to tell you everything that come out the good on my first date with an American girl. But maybe you think I was acting a little too fresh. I let the girl kiss me. Also, Mamma Mia, I must say, I'm a very grateful to Alexander Graham Bell for an event being a telephone operator. P.S., your loving son Luigi, the little immigrant.
Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by High Craft and Cy Howard and stars J. Carroll Nash as Luigi Vasco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music is directed by Lynn Murray. Bob Lamond speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From January 9, 1949, Life with Luigi and Luigi's First Date with an American Girl. If there are old-time radio programs you remember and would like to hear again, drop me a note at Dan, D-A-N, at radiofun.info. Thanks for listening. In the Old Time Radio Corner. I'm Dan Hughes.